Hello, a very good day to all our listeners. Today we have an extremely important topic for all who have a rich customer list.
You're listening to the podcast about digital distribution by Thomas Barsch and Harald Klein. If you like the podcast, please rate it and leave a comment. You can also find the Sales Goals Digital Now podcast on Twitter with the handle @sgdn_now or on Instagram under @salesgoalsdigitalnow. You can find Thomas Barsch on LinkedIn, Xing, Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. You can find his company at pionierfabrik.de or you use @pionierfabrik on social media. Harald Klein can be found on LinkedIn, Xing and Twitter. Network, subscribe to the podcast and never miss a new episode.
So it's all about account based selling. John, please introduce yourself and Chadlu.
Absolutely. So thank you very much, Thomas. My name is Sean Lewin. I am one of the co-founders of Chartloop. I'll tell a little bit about myself and then a little bit about the company. So myself, I've been in enterprise sales for the past 7 or 8 years, mostly with startups. The last 2 years, I built a company of my own together with my co-founder, and we were selling mostly to the mid-market. And our product was, what we realized is that SDRs spend a lot of time doing a lot of manual work, like building an email list, emailing people, calling people. And we built a tool that automated some of the work of the SDR with their email, so they didn't need to manually, you know, send out hundreds of emails. Rather, it would handle the email and the back and forth conversation for them using some AI. So that was our last startup in Quota. We sold this company about a year ago, but something that we realized at the very end of it is that while we were selling to small businesses and to medium businesses, but when we tried selling to more enterprise, larger companies, that approach just didn't work, right? So if you're trying to just blast out a few emails to a large company, it doesn't help you necessarily win the deal because it's a different problem. It's not a quantity problem. It's a quality problem. You need to influence at an enterprise sale. It's a committee, 7, 8, 10 people. And that other approach, which is very prevalent, just doesn't work. So that's when we had this idea. What if we can build an org chart, organigram of every one of these companies to understand exactly the hierarchy, right? Who's the decision maker? What are their different regions? What are the levels, directors, managers? And based on that, have a very focused approach. So that was our idea. And we did that. And we got great results. But doing that manually, we realized it could take you 5 hours or 10 hours, right? Imagine if you had to make an org chart of Tyson Group, right? Good luck with that. We decided we'll connect this to a few of the data APIs that we knew, like Clearbit and a few others, which take in the information and then automatically do this. So if you put in a company name and you're looking up a department, sales department, it would automatically generate the org chart of any company, allowing you to really cut out this whole manual work and allowing you to really make your sales approach a lot more focused, so making your sales process much faster and also allowing you to sell more, because if you're selling into the decision makers, you can be selling much more valuable deals. So that's a little intro about myself and how we got to Chartloop.
Yes, I think a chart loop is for me an incredible tool. Yes, it's incredible. But you do things much more faster than with manual thing. Yeah. How long you have been active on the market with chart loop?
Yes, so it's been in development for about a year, and we've been publicly available now for 6 months. And in these 6 months, we've gotten some incredible response from the market. We have thousands of users, and a lot of them at some very large companies, like Amazon. We have many in Germany as well. And it's really, because what we learned is, so we were speaking today about account-based selling, and a lot of these sales methodologies, right, like Medic and some of the other methods really center, or Hyman Miller, center around the organization, like who is in the organization, who's the decision maker, what are the problems that they are facing. And users, people do this. If you're selling a big deal, you just do this yourself, but you do it manually and you spend a lot of time. We brought this ability of automating this, so far the feedbacks are fantastic.
Okay, what do you do the whole day?
Yeah, so we're a small team. My co-founder deals with the technology side of the business, and we have some developers. But myself, I deal with the sales side and with product related. So on the sales side, it means we have a lot of users that come in and sign up. So we have what we call a product-led approach, where there's a free trial. So if you sign up for Chartloop for free, you get to use it. And then if you wanted to upgrade, so dealing with a lot of those users. And then also some net new user acquisition. So we do some of our own sales outbound, so going after very specific accounts. So that I would say is half of my day. The other rest of my day has to do with more of the product. So right now we're pretty early. As I mentioned, we're on the market now for about 6 months, 5 months. But understanding what features to build next, prioritizing a lot of requests we get from users, and making the product a lot better and more user friendly. So that's how I spend my days.
Okay, and what is the great benefit of Chartloop? I think the fast location from the decision maker. What is your?
Absolutely. So. The world of sales today, I mean, if we were speaking 20 years ago, right, there was you would be using phone books and there's no information, and you don't know who to contact. Today, the problem is the total opposite. There's just so many things out there, right? We have LinkedIn, we have Zoom Info, we have Lucia, we have marketing tools, and every account, there's just so much noise. But in all of this whole massive world of sales tools, there's no information about, you know, who is the right person, what is the real structure of the company. So for example, LinkedIn has a lot of the people, but it doesn't tell you, you know, what are the divisions, where are they, what are their, who reports where. So by doing that, we show what a real company looks like, what the internal organization looks like. So the benefits of that is, first of all, as you mentioned, the speed, right? So instead of shooting in the dark, like, okay, we're trying to go after somebody in a large company, we'll just email everybody. No, I think that's a bad idea, because then you'll get blacklisted for spam, right? So you choose your one or two decision makers. The second benefit is once you already have, you're working on a deal, maybe you have one lead, two leads, how can you grow that, right? How can you go up the chain and, you know, find more decision makers, more champions, and that will allow you to grow the size of the deal. So that is Chartloop, but it's very much a qualitative work. It's because you already have a lot of the information, you have your CRM, you know your accounts, but then you need to go on a journey of expanding them. And with these large companies, it's a very hard task, because, you know, if you look on LinkedIn for a Tyson Group, you'd see there's hundreds and hundreds of pages of results. And if you're trying to build a sales strategy just with that, it's impossible. I'm going to take you hours and hours to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question. What are your data sources? What are your data sources for the
English? Great question. So we use what we use is a few data APIs. So it would have been nice to use LinkedIn, but as you know, LinkedIn has is closed with their data API. We use a few. So it's a combination of sources. So some external ones, which we've started off with, like Clearbit, People Data Labs, which allow us to take in data in bulk. There are some other ones that we use that come from various search engines. You can search, you know, people's names and titles. So that's what creates the bulk of the results now. Right. So the way it works. So you put in a search, you put in a company name and the department. So it will take in the data in bulk, like the person's name, title, location. And then we have an algorithm that processes that and creates the hierarchy and then represents it to you. And a final data source that we're working on and is not available yet is creating crowdsourcing, right? So we have thousands of users using Chartloop, making changes or maybe adding people. Over time, we're going to have an option for people to choose, right, to submit their information so other people can see it as well. So if I uploaded a few names, you'll get a few credits, right? And then other people in the system can see those names or that hierarchy. So creating our own data set. So that's a longer term roadmap, but that's how we create our data.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are your best results? What are your best results?
Yeah, best results I see is really like cutting. One is like cutting the time of the work. So, for example, in business development, sometimes your sales cycle could be six months, and with Chartloop, mm-hmm. you know, you could cut that time by half by saying, okay, here are the people that I need to go after. So that's a best result for business development, really speeding that time. Another one for the sales use case, right? Kind of the middle of the funnel is if you're working on a deal and maybe you're working with two or three people, but maybe it's slow or you want to move it faster, and you didn't know that there was another person in a different division, maybe in a different country, that had the same type of responsibility. And then, you know, you went on Chartloop and you put in the org chart and then you said, oh, let me look by this title, you know, director of engineering. And then, oh, wow, I never knew this person existed. And then you have a new deal and you're able to kind of accelerate your other deal and expand it. So doing that, and we're right, we're not talking, if it's a small account with small company with 20 people, it's easy. But if you're talking about hundreds or thousands of people, it's, you know, finding every person is just like finding a decision maker is like finding a needle in the haystack. So we help you find your needles.
Mm-hmm. But you called a first tier customer or enterprise customer.
Yes, the tier ones, exactly. Tier ones.
It's a big organizations. Yes, it's another level for sales.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to say sometimes these accounts are the size of a country, right? You know, Amazon, for example, Amazon has, I think, 400,000 employees, right? Mm-hmm. How do you find somebody in Amazon? That's a big job.
Okay. What other features do you have planned in the future?
Yeah, great question. So we are working on a lot of things. In terms of customer facing, we're looking to do a complete coverage. So right now, Chartloop works for about 10 departments, like sales, engineering, marketing, but adding more. So maybe we'll reach 20 or 30, and also specializing them per industry. Because what we're seeing, so we have some customers that sell to banks, right? And they want to sell into the operations team of a bank. But the operations team of a bank is not the same thing as an operations team at a food company. It is totally different. So creating, you know, per industry and very specific types of results. Also abilities to search by maybe keywords, right? If you wanted to search for a title, so having that kind of flexibility. So that's the coverage. Then the other thing, that a big thing we're working on, and this is going to come probably in the Q1 of 2021, is integration. So Chartloop is part of the sales stack. But like, imagine, right, you create an org chart, organigram, and you have a plan, and this uploads right to your Salesforce or right to your CRM, right? So wherever all your records, you can see exactly what's happening. Or as you were saying, right, if you add a new lead right away, just fire up, I want to see the chart of the company right away. So those are some things. And then maybe lastly is more alerts, like tenure alerts. Like you could say, oh, somebody new is joining the team, right? So maybe that can trigger an alert and for you to, you know, reach out, you call them, they could be a new opportunity. Those are some of the things that we're working on, which are customer facing. There's obviously a more also in the back end, like the infrastructure, the data, the scale, right? Right now we have a few thousand, but we want this to be available for more users. So that's what's on our plate for the next 6 months.
I think it's very interesting that you know the trigger event selling. Yes, I think the trigger event selling is the selling for the future. You have a trigger and the lead get automatically to you. Yes, and it's very interesting if the lead get in the CRM automatically. Yes,
absolutely.
We talk about other features. I have a tip. I said you can make a new feature to upload maybe an Excel list with 100 rich customer URLs.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a very nice feature and it's very easy to do.
Absolutely.
At the moment, we do the same. We have, I think, so 100 customer on our wish list, and we do manually to make the chart.
Right. So Thomas, if I can ask you one question, I know it's your podcast, but how do you use Chartloop for your own account-based selling?
We have the customer wish list, and then we do from every customer a chart loop.
Okay.
And then we get the right decision maker. I think it's very high in the levels. Yeah, I think global sales director maybe.
Okay.
And then we started to connect with LinkedIn. Yeah, we started to connect with LinkedIn, and especially in German, in Europe, with Xing, it's the first thing we do. And after the decision maker connect us, we started with conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we also have connected the different systems. Yes, we used a pipe drive,
right?
And we have a own, we get our own field called a chart loop, yes or no. If you do a chart loop, you make the point yes, and you can filtering the activities.
Right.
It's one of the first things we do with new wish customers.
Fantastic. Well, happy that it's useful for you.
Yes, it's very nice. Yeah, it's very nice. And I think we shortening the sales cycle. That's our thing.
Fantastic.
Okay. Next question: where and how can I test Chartloop?
Absolutely. So anybody can go to chartloop.com, and on the website we have a free trial. It says free trial. One can sign up. Just put their email, password, and you get a free trial account. It gets you off the chart. 4 or 5 free credits to try the system, the platform. No commitments. And then if you like it, you can also get more access. And beyond that, we also have a referral program. So if you sign up and you refer a friend, each one of you gets 5 credits for free org charts. So yeah, we'd love for you to come and try Chartloop.
Okay. We do the URL in the description from the podcast. We do also things. We make a teaser video, we make a podcast, and we make a digital breakfast in on the 9th November. And we do all the things in the description. I think it's incredible. It's an incredible. It's incredible that we connected in a short time. Yes, you.
Absolutely.
Get in my timeline for, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Today we make a podcast. It's incredible. It's great. It's the new way to make sales. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
For your interesting insights. We are already looking forward to further information. Have a nice day and stay healthy and active.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you, Thomas. All the best. Cheers.